Now, there's a nationwide competition to find the best treehouse in the UK, and it's been launched and is going to be judged by the wildlife presenter and adventurer Steve Backshall, and he joins us right now. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm not too bad.
Excellent stuff. Steve, we've just had our legs waxed. Have you ever had to succumb to such pain?
Do you know, actually, I have.
Oh, right.
I did, a few years back, I did an ultra-endurance race running 160 miles in the Sahara Desert in Morocco. And I was told by the people that had done the race before that you need to wax your inner thighs to prevent you getting kind of chafing and hair follicles, like getting infected and stuff.
Right.
And so I did.
Yeah.
And it was one of the most painful experiences of my life. But it totally worked. Didn't get any chafing or anything, and it was kind of okay.
You had to show off, didn't you? You ran 160 miles. Oh, I got my leg waxed. 160 miles.
Yeah, but I think the leg waxing was more painful.
I hope not. Blooming hell, that is unbelievable. Now, let's tell us about this hunt for the best family treehouse, because I remember building these when I was a kid. My dad being a tree surgeon, it was quite handy. But this sounds like a great competition.
I would imagine if your dad was a tree surgeon that yours would have been a darn sight safer than mine was.
I
would say that I didn't really have a tree house. It was more like a tree plank. And it was actually, thinking back to it now, it was scarily high up the tree, and getting up, just climbing up a knotted rope to the top of it, health and safety would have gone mad. They would have gone absolutely crazy. But this is a competition being launched by Centre Parks to find the UK's top treehouse. And essentially what we're looking for is people to send in photos of their tree houses with a photo of them in front of it, and, you know, tell us the story of how they, as a family, put the tree house together. And I want to find out personally how having a tree house can enrich people's lives, because I know it can. It's one of those things that encourages kids to get outside, encourages families to get outside and build a tree house together. I mean, I'm sure you experienced that with your dad when you were a kid.
Yeah, well, yeah, definitely. It was spectacular fun. Even the ones you just used to make down the park yourself that were decidedly dangerous.
What I was about to say. I mean, like, you need your parents to be involved in this competition, because I used to make my own sort of treehouse, and literally it was two planks of wood between two branches, and, yeah, a
what
bit dangerous
you need?
Trying to balance by walking across them.
That's exactly what mine was, and I am absolutely not encouraging kids to go out and do that. There could be all kinds of trouble. But if you are to get together with your family and go out and make some, yeah, and it doesn't have to be massively posh, but I think that whole idea, I mean, I have to say, one of the best adventures I ever had in the UK was spending a night out up in the treetops in a big mature oak tree, and having a tawny owl come in to within like kind of 5 or 6 metres away from me, responding to my calls to it with calls of its own, waking up first thing in the morning to the dawn chorus. You know, trees are one of the things that we in the UK do better than just about anywhere else in the world. And anything that puts kids into and around trees to experience the smells, the sounds, the wonder of our ancient woodlands, and I think is something absolutely fantastic.
If people want to enter this, how easy is it to enter? You just have to send some photos in.
It's a piece of cake. Yeah, so you send in a photo with you and your family treehouse, and use the hashtag UK Top Treehouse on Facebook or on Twitter, and I'm going to have the grand job of judging which is the best treehouse in the country. And I'm not necessarily going to go for something that's like massively flash. I'm just as interested in the whole story, in the story of how it was built, and actually getting a real sense of how it's worked and how it's helped you and your family to get outside.
You know the best treehouse I've ever seen?
Go on,
it's on The Simpsons. Not the one that's in every episode.
Right.
But that one gets knocked down or burnt down, and they call the Amish in to build a new one.
And is that the one?
And they do electrics in it and all that. Unfortunately, it burns down because the Amish aren't very good at electrics, as you'd expect.
What a pity. I don't remember that episode. Steve, you've been doing Deadly 60 for a long, long time.
Very
popular. Certainly across children's TV. Do you and Bear Grylls, do you get on, or are you sort of like a loggerheads?
We do. I mean, we do very, very different programmes to service, actually. I think people tend to sort of lump us into the same kind of arena, but actually, you know, bear is all about survival and I'm all about wildlife, and the two things are quite distinct. But the two of us over the last few years have had a lot of contacts around the scouts. You know, he's the chief scout, I'm an ambassador for the Cubs, and I have enormous admiration for all that he's done with the scouting organization. You know, it's another way that we're just doing all we can to encourage young people to get outside, to get active, to get involved with nature, which, you know, is my great passion, and it's Bear's too. So yeah, we don't hate each other, as I think many people kind of think.
I think you possibly have got one of the best jobs in the world.
I think I'd say the best for someone like me that has the kind of passions that I have. It's that it is the best job without exception in the world.
I don't blame you for thinking about that at all, because it just seems like you're just having great fun in whatever you do. You always seem to have a smile on your face, and you just seem to just embrace everything you get on with, even when you just seem to be getting in a bit of pain.
Well, I mean, I guess it's kind of like you guys, really. I mean, obviously, you love what you get to do for a living. And if you do, then it doesn't really feel like a job. It just feels like me doing the things that I love to do every single day of my life. And, you know, sometimes it's hard work, but it's hard work for a reason and for something that I believe in. Plus, I'm spending all of my time outside. I'm going out looking for animals that as a kid I fantasized about seeing, and I'm now doing it for a job. You know, how can you beat that?
You can't beat it. I've got to also say as well, you've put a lot of men to shame, Steve, in the way you proposed.
Yes.
you've raised the bar slightly,
I know,
Steve.
I know.
Explain what you did.
So my now fiance, Helen Glover, is a rower. She's just about to go out to Rio in about 8 days' time to go and try and hold on to her gold Olympic medal. Wow. in the pair. But she had a little bit of time off after the World Championships last year, and I took her out to the Namib Desert and proposed at sunset in the middle of the sand dunes, and it cried like a baby.
Good man. Yeah. Good man. That is a good one.
But the aim was to get all of my brownie points in early so that she'd forgive me for the fact that I basically spent the whole of the rest of the year away travelling.
Well, and now she's going to be off travelling. Are you going to get yourself over to Rio? Are you going to be able to be there?
I would not miss it for the world. And I'm just hoping that all of your listeners as well will tune in. Her final should be on the 12th, I think, the 12th of August. So cheer for her, because she really is one of GB's brightest prospects for a medal.
No, definitely, quite right too. Steve, just before we let you go, where can kids go to post their pictures of their tree houses?
So if you go to Facebook or Twitter and use the hashtag UK Top Treehouse, the prize is pretty awesome as well. It is a stay in one of Centre Park's most luxurious tree houses, and trust me, they are absolutely beautiful. So send in your pictures. They don't have to be, you know, massively lush. I'm looking out for something quirky and something that shows that you have had fun with your family while making your treehouse.
Steve Batchel, thank you very much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
Lovely to talk to you both.